It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre, and thank you, Lariats, and welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the Sinner's Sunday Chapel. Sit back and relax. We're all friends here. We have no robes, no ceremonies. You can sit, stand, or lie down. We don't care what position your body is in. We've got a bar in the back and good barbecue outside. We're not here to shame, blame, or call you names. We just want to hang out for a little while, enjoy each other's company, and kick around some ideas of a spiritual nature. When I was a kid, there was a dog food brand called Kennel Ration. Not too appetizing a name, huh? Maybe that's why it's long out of business. Neither the word kennel nor ration are very savory, huh? Compared to Fancy Feast or Gravy Train or Pepperoni. Kennel Ration came in a can, and even the label looked depressing, kind of like industrial floor cleaner or something. And in a classic Madison Avenue trick of omission and misdirection, the stuff was advertised as 100% lean meat. Well, that sounds okay, doesn't it? Except on closer inspection of the label, the meat they were talking about was horse meat. Not so yummy sounding now. And Kennel Ration, they abbreviated the word Ken-L as K-E-N-L. Who knows why? They had a jingle that was ubiquitous with this goofy song that said, "My dog's better than your dog." And since dog is God spelled backwards, and regulars here know I just love the doggies, I thought, what if we could buy God food, same as we buy dog food? What would we want in that sack or can or plastic tub with a peel-away foil? For that matter, who says it even has to be packaged at all? When we go to a church or temple or listen to some preacher guy, we're looking for some kind of fulfillment, right? There's a hunger there. It's not the same reason we take a hike or watch a movie or a ball game. We're looking for something more. Lots of people visit churches out of habit. But many more are there for the food, the God food, the spiritual food, the soul food. Whether we realize it or not, we all need spiritual nutrition. Well, maybe not all of us. Some are the walking dead. And they're not necessarily junkies or meth heads. In Hollywood, lots of walking dead guys live in mansions with chauffeurs and chefs and have many close friends, all on salary. People who never ever look up at a starry sky and marvel at the magnificence of the universe. People who never see anything beyond their own wallets and zippers. But I'm not talking to them, I'm talking to you. And you know, there's a fantastic buffet available. All the freebies that nature offers in endless supply, huh? Mountains and the sea and deserts and forests and sunsets and the night sky and thunderstorms. Just last week in L.A., there was such a powerful and prolonged electrical storm, very uncommon in Southern California. So much that I just stood outside under an overhang and drank it all in. That fresh smell of the rain and the ozone from the lightning. The power of those thunderclaps that make your bones vibrate. Nothing man-made could even begin to compete with it as a sensory feast. Beyond nature's soul sustenance, there's even more to be had from one another, right? The love of friends, family, kids, art and music. And all those gifts do feed the soul, but deep down, we know that eventually we'll be disconnected from all of them and all of it. And that's why those of us who do see past our wallets and zippers seek a connection with God. The word God has become so uncool. People have to call it the universe, or a higher power, or the force, or whatever. It's laughable. It's kind of like small kids who sometimes spend a few days calling their parents by their first names. That's a kid way of pumping up his own ego and denying mom and dad their status as the authorities. So we kind of glide or stumble or maybe sprint through life, just dealing with the day-to-day struggles. And once in a while, we take stock of how we're doing in some realm or other. Usually that happens only when we're forced to, after a romantic breakup or a financial setback or some health issue. Guys who fall off their crotch rockets generally start to wonder if they should be pulling wheelies on the highway. Things like that. But when do we take inventory of our God diet? America's in the middle of an obesity crisis, and the only reasons are inactivity and the wrong food. At the same time, lots of people are spiritually starving because they get the wrong God food. So many charlatans and hucksters out there, and they offer weekly meals of empty calories, or as they used to say in another dog food commercial, contains cereal, meat, and meat byproducts. Byproducts sounded scariest of all. So if your God diet doesn't make you feel like Popeye after a can of spinach, maybe you should consider a change. The third main ingredient of a spiritual meal is the big H, hope. We spend a lot of our lives hopscotching from hope to hope, hoping to ace a test or find a job or meet the right girl or the right doctor or therapy or cure. Without hope, we're as dead as the wallet and zipper guys in their Hollywood mansions. Even billionaires who have accumulated more wealth than could be spent in hundreds of lifetimes, even the smart ones among them continue to hope and spread hope through philanthropy or funding space exploration, whatever, still striving and hoping for something. There's more to that gospel passage they're reading today. After JC tells the crew he's giving them peace, he qualifies it, saying, "Peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." So the world can give us peace for a while, a full belly, a good place to live, some fine people to live with. But eventually, something's going to go sideways. And JC is telling us, "Hey, buddy, I got this. Don't be troubled or afraid." Until you get a belly full of peace, strength, and hope, life is kind of a hollow grind. Once you fill up on the right God grub, you can take anything this world can throw at you. Hey, thanks for stopping by the chapel today. If you want to drop a buck or two in the digital basket, you can do so at patreon.com/thatlarryshow. You can write to me at thatlarryshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 302-715-2779. Come back and hang with me for the regular show this Tuesday or thereabouts. And until that time, peace.